Hello?
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation.
Yeah, what you want, bro? Y'all been calling me like 10 times. I'm gonna listen to you right now. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir. May I speak with Roosevelt Robinson?
Yeah, this is me.
Okay. Would you prefer to take the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay. All right. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Well, do you identify as male, female, or something else? Male?
Male, yeah.
Okay. Yes, sir. Sorry, we always have to ask. All right, first question. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other office on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I'm not voting for the president though. I don't know. I don't like. I don't like the Democratic Party choice. Republican Party. I'm just not secure with Mr. Trump. I'm aware of his situations, and I'm aware of all the allegations, and I'm aware of a lot of things about Mr. Trump. And I'm pretty sure that he's a down to earth type of dude, but it's just been too much, you know, a lot of speculations, a lot of, you know, circumstances surrounding Mr. Trump. And I actually got caught up in his political warfare when I was down in Austin, Texas, when all the women start protesting against him. So I want him to win this election against Kamala Harris, but
yes,
I don't want him to be the Donald Trump that he was before in his last election. I want him to be the Donald Trump that he wanted to be, not the one that they're trying to turn him into the monster that, you know, a lot of women are trying to turn him into the monster that he didn't want to be. And I know he didn't want to be that monster. I know a lot of women did that to him. You know what I'm saying? I was there and I watched the protest and it wasn't right. Okay, the election was whatever, but like I said, it is what it is. Like, they didn't do that stuff when Al Gore and President Bush was in office and they said President Bush stole the election. I didn't see all the protesting then. Now, all of a sudden, all these women want to protest because Hillary Clinton lose the election and they want to protest. So I felt like, and then all the negative comments, I was in the capital of Texas and I was hearing these nasty, you know, words from a lot of women. They was just disrespecting Donald Trump, and plus anybody would have became a monster if anybody was to attack a person like that. So I just wanted to see the real Donald Trump and want him to be the Donald Trump that he wanted to be in the first election, that he wanted to be before he was attacked by all those women. You know, if he can be that person that he was going to be before he was attacked by all those women, then yeah, I will vote for Mr. Trump. But I'm not voting because I'm not sure what the situation is, because the Democratic Party is already defending themselves with a lot of, you know, issue towards him. And like I said, he is my choice, but I can't vote due to the fact that he's not giving me the reason to go and vote for him. He's not saying anything. He's not, you know, projecting anything. He's not defending himself towards the Democratic Party. It's just more attacks. And then with the, you know, and I'm not against him because of criminal matters or anything like that. I feel like that with criminal matters, like that, those yeah. things are circumstantial. Those are allegations, and even a judge and a jury could be wrong towards any of that in that situation. So I don't, that's not my hold against him. I just want to see the real Donald Trump, and they turn him into a monster. And sometimes it's kind of, sometimes it's hard to come back from when the world of females turn into a monster. But I will vote for Congress. I will vote for everything else. But I cannot vote for the presidential election because I can't associate with either party, because I'm choosing to be bipartisan in this election. So I will vote for myself is what I will vote for on this election ballot. I will put my own name on there, and I will vote for myself. But I will vote for everything else, Congress, Senator, everything else. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, sir, for sharing with that. Well, we do have other options as well. Let me just go ahead and continue with the survey and see what you think about and feel about these other the other people going. Okay. Thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote most of the time, only vote some of the time? Vote.
I'm a Board of Supervisor. I never voted for what is the board? What is Board Supervisor? What do they do? Because they they've been like very, very discriminative. Like the pharmacies and stuff here have been very competitive, and they've been very like disrespectful to a lot of old people, a lot of people that get certain medications, and a lot of these doctors here have been like lying to a lot of patients. We have been getting the proper medical care that we're supposed to get. So, like, I'm not sure what does the supervisor actually do. Do the supervisor actually, involve themselves into health matters like that or what?
Now, that I'm not very sure of. Yes, sir. I can tell you. No, I'm not sure I'd be able to tell you anything. I don't want to give you any bad information.
Well,
we just asked the questions.
What does the board supervisor do?
No, but honestly, we haven't been told that, sir. No, we haven't.
I haven't ever voted for board supervisor because I've never heard of a board supervisor. I'm not going to be ignorant and I'm lacking of knowledge.
Gotcha. So you say you've never voted for the supervisors then, right?
No.
Let's see. Okay. All right. Well, in that case, then we're sorry, but the quota you qualify for has been filled. The survey keeps going for those who have voted and such. But thank you, sir, so much for your time, and that concludes our survey.
All right. Thank you.
All right, thank you as well, sir. You have a good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.